It's 8:11. Currently 71 degrees. There's light rain falling throughout the mid-Michigan area. We're expecting some more rain this morning, and we'll have the latest forecast from WILS's Mike Ellis coming up in just a few minutes. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Jarrett Skorup, who is with the Michigan, the Mackinac Policy. We'll start all over again. We'll talk with Jarrett Skorup, who is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He's on the other end of our line. Jarrett, I need another sip of coffee. How are you this morning?
Hey, Tony, doing fine. I think I need a few myself.
Let's talk about tax breaks for state renaissance zones. It's a program, and tell us about this program.
Yeah, so the state provides tax breaks for renaissance zones that they go to different groups that are trying to start businesses and their areas that are undeveloped or they had old businesses that shut down. And these tend to be for a whole bunch of different projects, but nowadays a lot of them are for renewable energy centers. And so we went back and we looked at what the state promised, the jobs that these would be created with these companies, and how they actually performed over the last couple of years.
Now, we just talked about this, but this is a topic that's come up. I got several emails on this. Just to be clear, how much revenue are we talking about for the state of Michigan in which these tax breaks are given?
Well, now these are it's hard to say. I mean, these aren't grants. We should be clear. Mm-hmm. This is an MEDC program. So this is just money that the state would otherwise collect and doesn't. So for the last couple of years here, it was $826 million is what they expected the investment was going to be. We don't really know. I mean, it's hard to say because you'd have to know how many jobs those companies were going to create and then measure the tax liability that way, and it's unclear.
The companies say, give us this tax break, and we'll guarantee that we'll hire so many employees, and they haven't come close to hitting the number they need to hit.
Yeah, and so they tend to be for 15 years, that companies get 15 years where they don't pay state or local taxes. So in order to know how much a state would make, you'd have to know, well, do those companies, would they create those jobs anyways? Obviously that's pretty difficult to measure. I can't give you a real number on that. Now, what I can say is that these companies had promised $826 million in private investment over the last couple of years, and they ended up only doing $268 million. So they ended up doing about a fifth of what the state promised. And they returned about a third of the, or one fifth of the jobs and one third of the actual investment.
So, from your perspective, should these be eliminated?
Yeah. I mean, I would not only should the Renaissance zones be eliminated, but the MEDC overall. And you know, I said the other day, to me, it just comes down to a fairness issue, and I have never been able to get a good argument from the other side on that. It's something that it seems like Democrats and Republicans and Tea Partiers and Occupy people should all agree that. For one, the state does not do a good job of selecting what companies should get these special breaks. And for another, it's just not fair that corporations, which tend to be corporations that have good lobbyists, that they get special tax breaks that, you know, the mom-and-pop business, they're not able to, you know, they don't have somebody down in Lansing advocating on their behalf. It just shouldn't be given out to select companies.
Well, we made some calls. We've talked with folks from chambers as well as associations, and they say that Michigan needs these beyond anything else we may do to not only entice business, new business to come, but to keep the business that we have and to create growth here in the state. How would you respond to that?
Well, I mean, they would have to somehow convince me that that government bureaucrats and politicians, we always complain about how terrible politicians are. Congress has a horrible rate, approval rating. People are really upset about Lansing. Somehow we believe that those guys are going to come together and decide what businesses are the ones that are going to be the next big thing in Michigan. I mean, I don't know if I can buy that. And, you know, if we, at the very least, if you're going to have those programs, they should have to do what they say. They shouldn't be allowed to just say, well, the companies are going to create this amount and make up some amount of money and jobs that they're going to get, and then they never meet those guidelines. I mean, the trouble, we've been doing a lot of work, as I said the other day, a whole series at Michigan Capital Confidential, looking at the promises these people made and how they never seem to hit those projections. Well, the hardest part about this is finding companies in which they did hit the projections. And, you know, we call up the MEDC and we try to get a comment, and they never want to. They never say anything. They say, "Well, we're continue working on that, but you know that was an older program, or that was a former governor, or whatever." They just never hit the projections that they say. So, if this program's so great, my question would be, how come they're never doing what they promised they did a few years ago, and people just forgot about it?
Do you foresee these tax breaks for the state's Renaissance Zones program continuing?
Well, the Republican House just voted through to continue the program. I mean, they change it slightly here and there, but you know, I should remind everyone that the MEDC, that this original corporate welfare arm, was started under Governor Engler with a bipartisan majority, and then it was hugely expanded under Governor Granholm, but again with a bipartisan majority. And so, since both parties apparently love dishing out favors, I don't think it's going to change anytime soon, but hopefully.
Jarrett Skorup is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Thanks so much, Jarrett.
Thank you.
8:17, 71 degrees under cloudy skies on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. WILS weather expert Mike Ellis is next, and he'll tell you what you can expect precipitation-wise next on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and worldwide on the internet at 1320WILS.com.